We're doing Drashot Aran. We're on page Taf Mem Dalet in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. V'chatavod. The pasuk then writes, "Ulevilti sumin amitzvah yaminu smol." One of our responsibilities is also the king should have a Sefer Torah, read it repeatedly, so that he doesn't veer from the mitzvahs of the Torah to the right and the left. And Rashi explains there, afilu al mitzvah kala shel Navi, that the idea is that he will be careful even to adhere to the lightest mitzvah a Navi commands him. V'zeh adavar meshuban lav yoter ha-melech mima shemeshuban delav ha-shofet. Here, the king is more responsible than the judge. The king is more responsible to adhere to what the prophet will tell him than the judge is. Because judges don't have to listen to prophets when it comes to the ruling of the Torah. Judges have to use the laws of derivation, use their tradition, and give a ruling. They don't have to listen to a prophet that walks into here. Prophets have no room in interpreting Torah. As was written earlier, and that's why, with regards to the king, the Torah says he has to be careful to listen even to the prophet that talks to him. So here we've come to a conclusion of how we appoint and the responsibilities we give to these two houses of leadership in Judaism. It's the house of the judges, it's the house of the kingship. And what the parameters of their rule is with regards to justice. What remains to pay attention to, who tikuna kitot ha'ele b'mchiyatam v'inyanam kedei shuchlu lashlim adavar shenitmanu alav. How do we take care of them? How do we take care of them so that they can fulfill their roles? You don't have to worry about the king, where he's going to make his livelihood from. He's in charge of everything. You don't have to worry about him. You have to ask yourself, how do judges make a living? If you aren't good, honest judges, what are they supposed to live from? Most of the judges were Levites. The Levites just had more time. They didn't have to work the land. They weren't busy with business or working the fields. The Levites were not given territory to work. They were not given land to develop fields and cattle. And that's what the Sifri comments. The Torah describes in the book of Devarim that when we'll have a question what the law is, we will ascend and approach the Kohanim, the Levites, the judge of that time. So the Torah describes, who will you ask your questions to? The Kohen, the Levi, the judge. Mitzvah bebetin shubo kohanim velvim. The Sifri says a phenomenal thing. There's a mitzvah that courts should have Kohanim and Levim. Kohanim and Levim should be a part of the court. What's the logic in that? The logic is that they have the ability to focus on their learning. The Zeu Shamar HaKatuv, and that's why the Pasuk describes with regards to the tribe of Levi, Yohu Mishpatecha LeYaakov, they will teach your laws to Jacob, to the people of Israel, V'Toratcha LeYisrael, they will teach your Torah to Israel. So that's part of the responsibility of the Levites. Ulefichach etchila katuv betikun v'sidur inyanim. And that's why the pasuk begins right away describing how you take care of the Kohanim and Levim v'amar. And that's why right after describing the role of the king and the judges, the Torah says, Shen ra'u shiyel ha'kohanim chalikim Yisrael. You have an interesting pasuk there. The Torah says, Lo yel ha'kohanim alviyim chalik v'nachalayim Yisrael. Hashem u'nachalatam. The Torah just spoke about the judges, just spoke about the king, and suddenly goes off to talk about the Kohanim Levim. Don't give them part of the land of Israel. They're supposed to be dedicated to Hashem. How is that related to the topic? The Torah is telling you the responsibility of the Kohanim and Levim is to be focused on the temple and Sheyupnuim Belimut Torah, so that they could learn Torah. So after describing the laws of the judges and the king, the Torah says, and pay attention to the Kohanim Levim, don't give them land. They have to be focused on dealing with the temple, they have to be focused on mastering the Torah, so that you will have the judges we just described, so that you will have righteous judges. L'man yishpetu ha'mishpat tzedek, so that they could give a righteous ruling. וזיקה להם מהקורבנות הנעשים במקדש בשר חטות והשמות וזולתם. The Torah says the Kohanim are entitled to the meat of the Chata sacrifice, the Asham, and other sacrifices as well. As the Pasuk says, Yishaya Hashem v'nachlato yochelum. They eat from the fires of Hashem. The Kohanim are entitled to have that meat. ומאתם זיקם כל מה שיצטרך למחייתם. And the Torah also says that the taxes of the nation go to the Kohanim. The Pasuk says, וזה יהיה משפט הכהנים ראשית תגנך. The Torah says, the first of your crops, you take from your grains, you give the truma to the Kohen, you give the miser to the Levi, you give truma's miser to the Kohen, you give reshit agez, the first shearings of your wool to the Kohen. Of every animal you slaughter, you give zra lechayim vekeva, you give from the cheek, you give the leg, you give a part of the digestive tract to the Kohen. So Kohanim have 24 gifts of support from every Jew. Every time you slaughter an animal, the Kohen gets us a large part of the meat. And that's within the Israel. We're not talking about the Bechor, the firstborn of each animal that also goes to the Kohen, etc. והנה זה כולל כל צורכי האדם ההכרחיים. So Torah encompassed all the needs of man and said, this is how you support the Kohanim, this is how you support the Levim, kinei yesh lehem et truma v'amasot, dagan tirosh v'yitzar. The Torah says, when you take the three prime stipples, dagan, your grain, tirosh, your wine, yitzar, your oil, those are the three prime stipples, the Torah says, from them you give truma, meiser, you're giving to the Kohen and Levite. ומזבחי המקדש מצורכי הזבח. And the Torah says, give them meat from your sacrifices. בשר ללפת פה את הפת. Torah says, you're giving them some of the meat to eat with their bread. ומראשית הגז. Torah says, you give them the first shearing of wool. יסתפק במלבושם. צריכים להם. They're going to have enough clothing. כי לצורך מלבושם זכתה להם התורה. ראשית הגז. The Torah gave them the first shearings to ensure that they're clothed properly. מפני זה אמרו במסכת חולין, and that's why the Talmud says at the end of tractate חולין, כבשים שצמרן קשה פטורין מראשית הגז. If you have sheep whose wool is very tough, you don't have to give their wool to the Kohen. Why? Because the Pasuk says, ומגז כבשי יתחמם. The shearing is used for warming a person, for using for clothing. Being that the Torah only entitled them to the first shearings of your wool, so that they clothe themselves with it. So sheep that have tough wool, that you cannot use that wool for clothing, so then you don't have to give your first shearing to the Kohen. So here the Torah gave us the backing of the Kohanim and Levim. Perhaps we'll take two more minutes and just finish this topic, and that way next time we can pick up with a new topic. So there are two short paragraphs. We'll do three more sentences. So the Torah over here took care of all the consistent needs of the Kohanim. The Torah said, we're going to take care of their food, we're going to take care of their money, we're going to take care of their clothing. אבל ידוע שהזדמנו לאדם מוצאות מקריות יוצאות מהסידור המורגל. Everyone knows that there are miscellaneous expenses. You'll be surprised that very often your miscellaneous expenses can make up a third of your budget. What are miscellaneous expenses? Here you need to buy new shoes. Here you need dental treatment. Here there's a leak in the house. You need to bring in a plumber. There are miscellaneous expenses, and they can very often make up one third of your budget. So the Ran says, we've covered the basic needs of the Kohen, but what about his miscellaneous expenses? לפיכך זכתה להם התורה גם כן קצת דברים מקרים שאינם תמידים. That's why the Torah also gives them miscellaneous benefits. The Torah gives us things that don't always come up, like Sdei Charamim. When a person says, I dedicate this field to God, so that field goes to the Kohen. Gezel Ager. Torah says if someone stole from a convert, and the convert died without anyone to inherit him, that money goes to the Kohen. וזה השלימה תורה כל צורכיהם ותקנתם. So that's why the Torah gave them unusual things that happen where they'll get the money, and that way they'll also have the financial support. וזכתה להם מצוי למצוי ושאינו מצוי לשאינו מצוי. The Torah covered their common needs with common gifts, and their uncommon needs with uncommon gifts. והנה בכאן נשלם כל תיקון כיתות השופטים מעמידי המשפט. Here we've concluded, says the Ran, the understanding of all the aspects of the justice system. Kikat ha-melachim ena tzricha tikun b'shekvar inyanam metukan be'atzmo. The kings, they don't need any gifts. They're taken care of. וקט השופטים שצריכה תיקון פרשנים ובכל המצטרך להם. And the judges who need financial support, so here you see how the Torah took care of them, and with that we've concluded the understanding of the judicial system that the Torah gives us in the beginning of Parshat Shoftim. So that's the overview of the judicial system, the rights and responsibilities of the judges and the kings. And now we're going to move on, Be'ezrat Hashem, to a new topic in Parshat Shoftim, and that is Derchei Ha'emori. This is a very interesting topic that we've touched on many times. The idea of the different sorcery or superstitions that existed in Israel before we entered the land of Israel. And the Torah warns us not to take up this type of behavior. The Ran is now going to tackle this topic. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll see Be'ezrat Hashem further in the Ran next time we meet.